Call meeting order. Stand and release the pledge, please.
Pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Karen Armstrong.
Is here.
Kathy Buckley, here. Leonard King.
Here.
Stan Kroski.
Present.
Richard Levine.
Here.
Ed Marin.
Ed, can you hear?
Ed, you just been roll call. Okay.
He waved.
Here.
I heard it.
Carol Ray.
Here.
Colleen Stone.
Here.
Steve Trombley.
Here.
Devin Anderson.
Here. Okay. Resolve the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to approve the agenda.
Motion.
By Richard.
Second.
Anybody, Leonard? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we have 5 minutes for public comment. If anybody would like to address the board. Okay, we'll move on to reports. Superintendent's report.
Considering the items yet to follow, I have nothing to report on at this time.
Okay. Mary?
I'm gonna pass.
You gonna pass?
Oh, good.
Devin?
Okay, well, this is the first time I've been here in a bit. So, I apologize if I leave something out that's occurred, but recently there's been the All County Music Festival, which was held here, which is for middle schoolers and ninth graders. My younger sister was in that. It was very good. My sister put a lot of work into it. I heard her singing all the time at home. Guys and Dolls, the drum production, that was 2 weeks ago now, I think, or two or three, but that was really great. Great to get it over with. I was in it. But it was a lot of fun, and it was actually kind of scary. We didn't think we were going to be able to pull it together. It was pretty sketchy, the last couple rehearsals, but after the opening night, it went really well. And we were like, we can do this. And then Saturday, we all messed up a lot. Mr. Ramon said he didn't really notice, so I guess we did a pretty good job anyway. Let's see. The Adventure Club had a trip to Potsdam, which I heard was a lot of fun. I couldn't go on that because of basketball. But let's see. Bowling, they were section champs again this year. Wrestling States just happened over vacation. Ethan Kerr, Nick Bushy, and Hayden Head all competed. And most of the winter sports are over except for hockey. Girls basketball, they had a promising season. Not a winning season, but they're so young that what they did accomplish was just great to think what they can in the future. And boys basketball just ended on Saturday. We had a tough loss against NCCS in the field house. The score was 4-4 after the first quarter, so I guess you could think it's a tough game. It's a rough game. A lot of beating each other up. And right now, let's see, what time is it? Yep, the boys hockey team should be getting ready to get on the ice to play Saranac Lake in Lake Placid for the section championship. So that's all I have.
Okay. Thank you. Resolved that the Board of Education does hereby approve the minutes of the meeting of the Board of Education held on February 8th, 2011. By Leonard.
Carol.
Seconded by Carol. Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that the Board of Education does hereby accept the minutes of the committee meeting held on 2-8 to be the audit committee.
Motion.
Second. Kathy. By Pauline. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education the approval of the CSE recommendation dated 3-1-11.
Motion.
By Richard. Seconded by Carol. Any questions on these? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education the approval of the CPSE recommendations dated 3/1/11.
Motion.
Kathy?
Second.
And by Stan? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to approve the following spring athletic appointments for the 2010-11 season.
Move the list.
Second.
By Richard? Second by Carol? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? B, resolved that superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to approve the following school monitors from 3/7/11 until 6/24/11. These positions are grant-funded through the AARA EduJobs, and these are at $10.03 per hour.
It's not in here.
Motion.
Second.
Colleen? Seconded by Leonard? Questions?
These are the 2:30 to 4.
Yes.
Yeah.
Could I ask if the amendment showed the dollar amount?
Yep.
You said it's 2:30. Yeah.
10.03 per hour. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education the following permanent civil service appointments as indicated.
Move it.
By Richard. By Colleen. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to increase the stipend for Scott Teller and Jonathan Chapman from $1,800 to $2,250 for their role as peer mentors for the 2010-11 school year. These are Title I grant-funded positions. I believe you said these were changed through the grant and they just need to be approved by the board. That's why the salary is increased.
Correct. The grant, the grants are approved by the board, and in those grants are the amounts that have been part of the recommendation. These two positions, the grant afforded an increase to them, but the board never had action on that increase. This would correct that, not taking action on the increase.
I'll make a motion if we have a discussion.
I have a motion for a second. Sorry. Richard, second.
Second.
By Stan. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to approve the following substitute appointments beginning on the dates indicated.
Move the list.
Second.
Leonard. Second by Kathy. Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to approve the following temporary on-call appointment beginning on the date indicated. By Richard.
Second.
And by Kathy. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to rescind the original resolution of February 8, 2011 for property tax exemption for real property owned by volunteer firefighters and volunteer ambulance workers.
Motion.
Bye. Motion by Richard.
Second by Carol.
Second by Carol. Okay, and this is because when we read the law a little bit closer, we need to have a public hearing on this.
Oh.
So we will schedule a public hearing, and then we can redo this.
It's too late for this year.
That's why it kind of got by us, is because we were kind of rushing to try to get this in before the March 1st deadline. So this will have to wait another year now, so we can have the public hearing at any time. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Do you want to schedule
it? We don't have to. We've got a year to do it. We can do it anytime we want.
So if we have the budget piece in the auditorium, we can actually schedule that at the same time.
Okay.
And
Or it could be...
Kill two birds with one stone.
Joe said we can have it 15 minutes before our regular meeting, any meeting too, or you said...
It's a five-day notice requirement.
To meeting compared to the vote.
You could schedule it in any next regular meeting.
I would, if it's going to affect income for the budget, it'd be good to have it for the budget.
Won't be for this year now, it won't go till next year now, because it'll make the marks.
Let's do it as quick as we can, so we don't forget.
Recording?
What's that?
Mr. Webber, is it part of the board meeting?
No, it's separate from the regular board meeting, but it can be scheduled...
15 minutes.
That same evening?
Yes.
Just like we did tonight.
How much time do you actually need for it?
I wouldn't say more than 15.
15 minutes is enough. We can do it at 6, so, okay. All right, I meet with everybody's approval then, for next, okay?
You have operations and audit, you need at 5 that night.
You'll have to move your operations.
Your operations at 5, your audit at 5 that evening.
Operations is fine.
Yeah.
Operations won't have any problem.
No, actually, the audit and the operations are not supposed to be the same night anymore.
Well, the audit had to change their meeting because of...
The one meeting last month.
That one meeting they had to change, yeah, because of the meeting last month, so...
Yeah, but do we don't actually vote that night, do we? We'd be at the board meeting if we did, so you don't really have to be there, do you?
Well, I just need...
I mean, if someone, you know, the committee ran a little bit late.
Yeah, if the committee's a little bit late, there'll be enough of us here at 6, so we should be able to do that, so... Unless the audit committee can get done a few minutes early.
Yeah, maybe we should make a goal to be done by 6.
Okay, all right.
The reason for the public hearing, though, is to give answers. If people have any questions to it, we're going to need Mary there, because they're going to probably, if anybody's got a question, we're going to know how much it's going to cost.
So can you can be here by 6?
Pauline has a suggestion. We could change the audit committee meeting from 5 to 4:30, and then we can have our full meeting and still be done before.
All right.
Is that all right with you, Karen and Ed?
I couldn't quite hear everything, Kathy, but we should be done by 6, if that was the question.
Okay, I was saying scheduling the meeting at 4:30 versus 5 o'clock, and then that way we know for sure that we're done?
That's fine.
Okay, is that okay, Ed?
Yeah, you say so.
He says okay.
All right, you guys can arrange that then. All right. The policies, resolve that the Board of Education does hereby approve the following policies. By Richard.
Second.
Seconded by Carol.
Ed is asking.
He's doing the first.
Yep. Okay, I've got a motion and a second on that, so we can have discussion now. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. So I got the email in the board packet. It came from this one, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Regarding the question. And I'm a little surprised, because I guess there used to be some conversation with them, between the Bill of Rights and all the other legal amendments, and ethnicity is clearly separated from race. An example would be, for example, all the issues that we've seen in Eastern Europe, Bosnia-Herzegovina, or countries that no longer exist. Ethnicity associates people by grouping history and background. So another example would be maybe even for us locally, the Native community. Native community, someone could still be white, of a Christian religion, and of color, of course, or light color, but it ethnically, it would be considered of Native descent. So these categories that she has in the email don't cover those. It's the same with Eastern Europe, I said. You could be Muslim or Christian and still be of a particular ethnic origin. Another example is you could be Hispanic. You could be either black, white, or Native Hispanic, based on ethnicity system. So I'd like to... Joanne, will you forward me this email?
Sure.
And I can reply to her with some information that we put together.
That would be fine, yeah.
Yeah, so the point is that we should have ethnicity as one of those categories in it. Otherwise, it's going to leave a lot of people out of that.
Just a suggestion that we run that Do we want to run that by school board too?
That's what he's going to do.
Oh.
Could I comment?
Yeah, go ahead.
Ed, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. There, our understanding in contacting school boards was that they weren't precluding an action in a policy. They were in answering the question, must it be? So it could still be the board's wishes, as we're talking right now, as you were talking about it. It could still become, if that's the wishes of the board, but their position on it was it wasn't necessary. That's the only thing we were advancing to your attention.
I understand that. So what would we like to do is the question then?
That's it.
I don't have a problem with it.
That's
we're changing it or the way it's written right now?
I mean, if what he says is true, which I'm not positive it is, but if some people do...
Covering yourself.
Yeah, I know, but if they do align themselves that way, what would it hurt to take care of it?
Yeah.
You know.
It can be written in there, as long as we'll send it through school boards, whatever we write in there, and just make sure it's... So we...
So
Ed, we'll,
I believe that ethnicity should be one of the categories included. That's all.
Okay.
Nice. Yep.
That's fine.
Joanne, do you have that notation to include it as one of the categories, and we'll work on it by school boards to ensure.
In our area, we do have, people coming from Montreal, and we have kids from local Native communities, things like that, and they may not fall into these categories.
Okay, that's so if we add that then?
Yeah, that's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now the rest of those are all right then?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
No problem with that.
So Richard, would you like to amend your motion?
I'll amend my motion to include the correction.
Okay.
Yep.
Carol? Does everybody understand that?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Excuse me, I have a question.
Yep.
So, under policy 0100, under annual notification, under number one, you're just going to add that word?
Add that along with.
Under number one.
Is that where you're seeing that, Ed? Under number one, correct?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay.
And then you're going to approve the policy as written with the addition of that word?
With that addition, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And the regulation shouldn't change. Resolved that the Board of Education accept the following reports as presented by the Audit Committee.
Motion.
Second.
Pauline.
Sorry.
Carol.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that the Board of Education acknowledge receipt of the warrant report for December.
Motion.
Second.
Carol. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that the Board of Education acknowledge a receipt of the budget transfer report for December.
Motion.
Second.
By Carol. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Board of Education to approve the following transfers over $5,000.
Second.
By Richard. Second by Carol. Any questions? Have a roll call, please.
Erin Armstrong?
Yes.
Kathy Buckley?
Yes.
Leonard King?
Yes.
Stan Kurowski?
Yes.
Richard Levine?
Yes.
Ed Marin?
Yes.
Carol Reyes?
Yes.
Pauline Stone?
Yes.
Steve Trumbly?
Yes. Resolved that the Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Board of Education to accept the AARA EduJobs grant in the amount of $3,598 and approve amending the 2010-11 district budget.
Motion.
Second.
Motion by Leonard.
Pauline.
Second by Pauline. Any roll call, please?
Erin Armstrong?
Yes.
Kathy Buckley?
Yes.
Leonard King?
Yes.
Stan Kurowski?
Yes.
Richard Levine?
Yes.
Ed Marin?
Yes.
Carol Reyes?
Yes.
Pauline Stone?
Yes.
Steve Trumbly?
Yes. Okay, under additional items to discuss, the CDES board vacancy. Already?
My, how 3 years fly by, eh? We're taking nominations.
I would like to nominate our current
board member.
Very good job.
Can we second that nomination?
Richard Levine.
You know, if I hadn't done this to other people so many times, I'd try to weasel out, but. Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay. That was easy. Yeah. Would anybody like to challenge Richard for the position?
Please.
Come all rush.
Yeah, don't everybody go jump all over that. Okay.
Excuse me.
Yep.
Okay, this is a motion by Stan.
Oops, I'm sorry.
Second by Kathy.
Sure.
Yep.
Is it Carrie?
All in favor?
I recuse myself.
So nominate Richard Levine to the CVS board for a 5-year term.
There you go.
He's been banished.
It's a 3-year term.
3-year term.
Oh.
Don't make it any more painful than it already is.
Five.
No, we're five. They're three.
Maybe it was five seats.
Okay.
It's another state aid requirement that was slipped in.
No cost.
Just kidding.
More gray hair is coming.
The school board's annual recognition dinner on May 5th. If you're able to attend, just make sure you get to Joanne and let her know.
I hate to be fuzzy, but what is this in actually? I can't remember.
The top
10?
Top 10.
That makes more sense.
Annual recognition dinner. The top 10, yes.
It's going to be at the
Rainbow. The Rainbow.
Oh, if it's Rainbow, I'm going.
I'll put you down.
I love their dessert.
I'd like to go to Joanne.
Okay.
I'll go
as long as Pauline isn't driving.
Are you going?
Yeah, it's on a Thursday.
Ed, did you want to go?
It's
too early.
Okay. Carol?
Yes.
Yes.
We'll find out. Did you get these?
Yep, gotcha.
Okay, does anybody have any other additional items to discuss at this time before we get to the meat? Yeah. Okay, we will start with our preliminary budget.
Take a lead. Sure. To board members, I sent you a binder, and it's a change process a bit from previous years. So first question, I guess as an editorial seeking question, is it helpful having it laid out with the approach that we took this year? I've heard from a couple of individuals saying yes, but I wanted to be sure, because we would continue with this process from this point forward if it's working for everybody. But the binder contains the sections as I've already indicated. There is an area for anticipated revenues. Anticipated is always the buzzword, as we've talked about already. Proposed expenditures, which is also amenable to change for lots of reasons. Much of it is board choice, much of it, and some of it is budget choice, meaning state education budget. And we've been crunching line by line. We've gone through the budget that you have in front of you as a working document. I want to emphasize that. It's still a work in progress because it's the first blush reaction to what we think we have to work with. It's certainly wide open for setting guidelines or parameters or seeking guidelines and parameters affecting tax levies, tax rates. All of the variables that come together at the end of construction of a budget are still open for the board's wishes to provide that direction. Our task at this stage was to begin the process of identifying what we think the revenues are, to the best of our ability, what to project to be our expenditures to the best of our ability, and before even presenting the budget book to the board, make concerted decisions as to request for expenditures before you even got it. So what we wanted to show, what I wanted to show in this process was 3-year histories, the histories involved of what the actual budgets were for those same line items for the previous years, expected changes, meaning up or down, for this current year, this year coming, if you will, and where we've already made notations of reductions, they would be reflected in the parentheses markings next to each and every one of those lines. Any of those, that column that doesn't have parentheses around it but has a figure in it, is a figure that's expected, or at least at the present time, anticipated to be an increase to that line item. There were There were several items that were in yellow, as I indicated in my cover letter. The yellow indicated that either we haven't resolved it yet at the time we went to print, so we didn't want to forecast that we have a recommendation when we really don't know, and or we want to double check the accuracy of our figures before we release them to you as saying this is where we think this particular line item stands. So it's an exhaustive process, always made easier or difficult, more difficult by certainties. And I spent a few minutes in our previous audit meeting describing all the uncertainties that are connected with this particular year's budget. So you have as a board, our today, not even totally today, because we've worked through the day and we have, we're still working on some of those yellow areas that we've got to have numbers in them. And some of the cost centers that we weren't able to get to in time for the budget, for your folder, we've since met with the supervisors and walked through their lines. So we even have some more changes. We're not done yet, though. But the point of tonight was to say, here's where we stand as we see it. And then I humbly seek direction and perspectives on where to now go from here.
Do you think that's something we should email you? Because I have a long, long list, and I have no intention to bring up everyone and go over everyone, but some of my concerns I'd like us to discuss down the road.
Well, it's not a big down the road, so
yeah.
We're going to need to start getting it to some of these.
Okay.
Karen, go ahead.
Maybe I can just get us going, if that's okay.
Please.
Because I think it's important that we talk about this. I know that the district is under timelines as to what it needs to do, and the board also, before the budget process can be voted on by the voters. So I think it's important that we talk about it and express our feelings or our concerns so that the district knows or the staff knows how we need to proceed. Something that I've done, I just want the board to know that I have, since I received my notebook, put in a lot of time in focusing on just what makes up the budget and all of those things. And I'd just like to touch base with Mr. Scott that, Mr. Amo, I have identified the new items that I see as additions to the budget. I see a BOCES service for $7,000, and that would include the non-resident component of our school district. Okay?
Yeah.
Next, I saw a $10,000 inclusion for unit lunch under maintenance of plant.
Correct.
I see an appropriation added that we had 2 years ago, but the current school year budget was zeroed out. And under the curriculum area, I see an addition of $20,000 for that.
Flipping pages to get to that line item, Karen. Do you have a code for that?
Yes, I apologize.
That's okay. That's okay.
A-2010-150-0001.
Okay.
Summer projects.
Okay. And then under 2020-200, which is appropriate, that when the district needs equipment, we should budget it in the appropriate equipment code. And I'm seeing under supervision regular school rule 2020.200, equipment request of $12,650, and I also realized that there were adjustments to other budget codes that would give us that appropriation.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm not certain if this is a new item. It has a label of consolidated line items. So maybe you or Mary can help me with this one. Under A2110-100-03, which is contractual for the high school, I believe if we're just consolidating them, it isn't a new item. Would that be correct?
Mary, are you following Karen's question?
Yeah, if we're just consolidating them, it's not a new item. What we've done is taken several line items that were small, that had detail, and we're just saying here's a block allocation and letting the building determine how. We've done a cut to it, and we're allowing the building to determine how to allocate that to the various areas that had requested money.
Okay, and this is a question I have because I'm off a little bit from our numbers. Under 2110-551-03, student testing high school regents,
$7,500.
Is that a new item or, again, kind of a consolidated thing?
That one represents a new item.
Right.
Changes at state education, am I correct, Mary? I'm looking for verification. There's a lot of pieces here. Changes at state education requirement for school districts to pick up costs for regents scoring regents exams. So we have to reflect that in the proposed budget, a mandate, if you will.
And I think there's just one more totally new item, A2250-150-0001 for $3,000.
Program for students with disabilities, Mary. And that's a stipend for the SLP.
It's Karen, it's not new. I created a new line item for it. It was paid in prior years as per contract, collective bargaining agreement, but it was included in the regular 150-0000, just buried in there. And I this year wanted to try to pull out items so we could identify them and give them a line if it's a contractual obligation.
Great. So I guess my question is there anything that I haven't picked up that would be considered new positions or new items? I went thoroughly through our notebook, and I came up with the $57,150.
New positions.
Monitors.
Requests for additional new cafeteria monitors, elementary level?
Yes, that's right. I did see that, but I wasn't certain how to break out the amount. That's why I missed it in my column.
Yeah, those are.
Yes, I do remember that.
Yep.
But I didn't know what to earmark as new and what was
right.
Increases for services that were already in existence. And I don't know whether the board wants me to go on or whether I'll just go on a little bit later. I just wanted to kind of go over that and know that I had all of the new items in my spreadsheet.
Okay. Leonard, do you have a question before?
Well, yeah, I can't lay it out like Karen does. The last meeting there, we brought up that we wanted to hold at our last year's budget spending. Mm-hmm. And we went over by $1,468,419. I, myself, will not vote for a budget that's that high. Now, where to cut it, I cannot tell you. But as far as I'm concerned, I will not vote for a budget that high.
Okay, I think. You want to address where the 1.4 came from first, or do you want to just listen to everything?
I think just listen. Nibs collecting information as the board members come.
Okay, Stan.
Well, I get more than 5 minutes.
Cut mine back, yeah.
Well, I guess everybody's going to know already what I'm going to start with. But,
oh my God, is this April 1st?
The I have to agree with Leonard, and it goes back to what I said the last time. We need to cut our spending. We've got a little bit of extra money to put on that, but that's not going to last. Okay, we're going to terminate that. Then with the spending going up at this rate, and I'm not as good as Karen with calculations, but I was right around 15% increase in our third year, in our second year maybe, to accommodate this without massive cutting. If we don't start doing something now, we're going to just jam ourselves. I have to agree. I was hoping we could start at this year's starting line. We'll start there before we talk about additional cuts. And maybe it's not a good time now, but that new lunch piece, I'm not for that at all. It's too much money. We're trying to cut. If the powers that be need, I will make a motion to bring that forward in a vote to just, as a board, say, you know, we're trying to cut the budget. And that's adding to our budget. And I'm not going to add anything except for direct education to students. So I don't want to sit here and have to go line by line and say, it's too much. I'd like to just say, let's get it down lower.
That's where our responsibility lies, I believe, is that we need to come up with a figure for the superintendent. Tell the superintendent what that figure is, and then he's going to need to come back and show us what he's going to have to do in order to get there.
Right. I don't want to have to direct to the people that know what's going on where to make the cuts.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I understand.
You guys are the ones that know what's going on.
So if I'm understanding this correctly, we'd like to see what on the expenditure side, what the budget would have to look like to have the same budget as we had last year.
Well, I don't know if that's what we're saying, because like Karen said before, we might not be able to hit that number, but that's a number to shoot for. Saying that you might come down and say, I'd like to get this low, but I really don't want to give this up. You know, so I mean, I'd like to shoot for it and try to get it, but if we can't quite make it, I don't want to say, then we won't do it. I mean, everything is comparable as they show it.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. But let's get there and then pull back. Say, okay, that's just not helping kids.
Right.
Okay. And maybe we should...
I would just like to bring up... Well, you can go ahead if you want to. I just want to bring up my areas of concern that I would like the superintendent to look at. That I have issues with, that he can come back and say what he thinks he should do with that.
Go ahead. And then we have a form, I just want everybody to know afterwards, of the mandatory increases. We have no control over for next year. We'll let you know what those are. But go ahead, Richard.
First one's hockey. Last year, when we had hockey, and they were at Shady Rink, they're paying roughly $110 an hour. And I thought at that time, I was told that they paid their own way. Well, this year, okay, it says it was $17,000 and they want to go to $20,000. And the ice time is almost twice as much in Plattsburgh as it was in Chazy. Yeah, it's great. They got their own locker room and stuff. They cut football almost $10,000 in this budget, and they're going to give $3,000 more to hockey. I got a question with that. Why are we putting more money into it? First of all, it was the coach's decision to move. Why we have to pay almost twice as much for ice time? You know, before, when I was talking to, I don't know who it was, Mr. Palmer said, well, we pay our own way. But I'm looking at the budgets, and if I'm giving you $20,000, we're not paying our own way.
Boys hockey, no, we've always funded boys hockey.
And yeah, but I'm
saying, and what you're talking about would be a sports line. If you want to decrease the sports budget.
Well, I'm not saying that. There might be a justification, but my point was, The cost went way up, because when I asked them, well, doesn't it cost more in Plattsburgh? Yeah, but we have it in our budget. The money's in the budget. And now here we are again to add more money to the budget while we're butchering football, which I'm not saying doesn't need to be cut, but to cut one so drastically and then raise another one, I just can't see it.
Well,
You know, I know it's only $3,000, but in the scheme of thing, I'd like to see why.
But there's all, okay, I suppose we could get a report.
Yep.
But that's one of those things where you should, I guess we should say we want to cut the sports budget down some. Because we don't know if, maybe the football team has all brand new uniforms, so last year they don't need them this year, and the hockey team needs, because that's kind of not.
I understand that, but that's kind of, I would like that looked into, because one of my questions. Another one is pre-K. Now, I have nothing against pre-K. We can't seem to keep our half-day pre-Ks full because it's so hard on the parents to get them there at that time. They have to bring them. And when you ask them, I want a full day. Well, we don't have a full day. You have to take a half-day. Then they take the half-day and then find out they can't do it in their schedule. Then they drop out. Then you call someone else to see if they'd come. Half-days aren't working. We either do, you know, I'm even... You could even suggest instead of a half day, you want to go to a full day. That's a different discussion. I just don't think we're getting our bang of the buck out of a half a day because too many people who want to go on pre-K won't take a half day.
I thought those classes were full.
Well,
the full day ones are.
The full day ones are.
The half day classes are full.
We have. I know. You want? Can I?
Well, that's true and not true. They're full because we keep calling people and people drop out.
Oh, well.
So, but yeah, how long can you call somebody in? 3-4 weeks later, and now they're going to get, they're not getting it.
Okay.
So that's another issue.
Right.
Class size. I got a big problem with class sizes. 2 to 4 kids. I don't want to see class with 2 to 4 kids in this budget environment.
That was up for discussion.
Okay.
Let's
see.
Is that a K-12 question or limited to high school or middle school?
However you want to address it.
I'm just asking.
No, I'm just saying, if we're going to have a class with 2 kids and we're paying for a teacher, and the reason I say that is, well, maybe we could get it online or something rather than have a teacher teach 2 to 3 kids, because I'm saying that's an expensive class.
Yeah.
So my next question, we have in the budget, and I talked about it before, $1,000 in there for substitute maintenance worker. Now, I'm not in favor of hiring a new sub, the last guy we didn't fill, I'm not in favor of hiring that. But I think we should have a substitute, because when someone's out now, we can't replace them. And I don't think $1,000 is enough. If we're not going to hire a full-time person, maybe we should put a little bit more money in the maintenance and hire somebody as a sub.
I think we addressed that when we hired the last custodial people, is that there's just nobody out there that wants to do it.
Well, there is. That was my issue, because I talked to several people, and one guy gave me his resume, and he doesn't need health insurance, so. My point is, it is available, so that's not an answer to me, because there are people out there who will do it, so that's why I bring it back up. They will do it, because you have people now who are retired, and you know the economy the way it is, their checks are getting lower, 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 and they're looking for work. So I would like to see us, I don't know how much more than 1,000, but we have a guy that's in the reserves 3 weeks in the summer, he's gone, we can't replace him. Anytime anybody's sick, we can't replace him, and we already caught one person. So I would like to at least be able to get a substitute when they needed them, because we did cut a position, basically. We haven't filled it. So I see a need for a substitute. Let me see. Another thing I'd like us to discuss, whether or not we do it, which is fine, we discussed the possibility of having guidance counselors in the elementary. We had the guidance counselor versus social worker discussion. And I'd like to have some on that, because I think where probably the kids at that age don't need as much counseling, but I think that somebody must need it. And I'm wondering, within the people we have now on staff, could we address that? Is there a way, you know, for us to reach out, you know, in a limited basis or whatever, saying, well, if a kid in the elementary does need that service, can we provide it? You know, I don't know that we can, but... That's the discussion was before was we had them in the elementary and they did away with them. They made social workers. But it's a catch-22 situation. So social workers can go in the house and see the parent, but the counselor can't. But a social worker isn't a counselor. So you have that dilemma. And I'm just wondering, do we want to see if we could have one person in the staff be able to cover, you know, the elementary, or come up with some kind of answer to that so that need is filled? Because I've talked with several teachers, and they say they sorely miss it. I don't know how I'll fall down on it down the road, but I'd like to have some info on it. Is it better just to have one kind, or it's better to mix it. Almost all the vehicles, since this, like they're saying, this is our last probably banner year, are we going to get the driver ed car and the van?
Both in.
Okay.
Presently, they're both in.
Yeah.
We took them out last year. That's what they really need.
And the other one that I don't know if anybody else is for it, but the wrestlers need a wrestling mat pretty well. And if we're not going to be buying stuff down the road, I think we should get it now. If we're going to say we're cutting our expenditures, that we're not going to do that down the road, or don't have wrestling. That's it.
Karen, go ahead.
Something would like to clarify something before I read these numbers to you. As I mentioned, when things were cut back, for example, supplies, in order to allow for an equipment appropriation, I couldn't identify those. So you will see the equipment as an addition and the reductions as a cut. Okay? So I just want to share with the board the total additions to the budget, and that would include the new items that I mentioned. That was $4,889,253. The cuts that have been made to the current, to the budget, are $3,412,317. Now, I'm off by $5,000 with the district figures, but I think that is minute. And that is why we have the increase of $1,468,419. So I just want to share with the board that the district has made cuts in its current appropriations. Do I see some things that maybe the district could continue to cut? That's just my personal opinion. And I will leave it to the district, but I'm hoping that they will share that as they go through the process with the board. And something I know, each board member probably has things that are close to them. They'd like to see things added. Others might like to see things reduced. But the thing that concerned me the most when I look through this is, in order to support this draft budget as it stands right now, we would have to use $7,098,031.76 of our fund balance. That is not something I'm willing to do as a board member. So we need to at least spread this, at least hopefully for a 2-year period. So that will mean we either have to have reductions in this budget, or we have to be willing to raise taxes. And I think that with the state, what they have stepped forward and said, Beatmantown, you have done a good job, but you're outside the limit of what you can have for a fund balance. But if we were to apply all of this fund balance, we wouldn't have anything at all to apply next year. And then we would have to cut $7 million or some portion of that and raise taxes accordingly. I don't think as a district and as a board that we could do that. And I'm going to bring up about BOCES. The fact that our administrative charge is increasing for one school year, $35,567, upsets me. For 10 years, is this going to continue on? I don't know what the answer is, but I think we have to look hard at our services that we participate in, and we have to send a signal that the districts are not going to stand still for this, because it's going to take away from our school. So thank you very much, and if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them from my point of view.
I know
Mary and Scott are very capable to answer your questions.
Did you get my packet from BOCES, Karen?
Yes, I did. Okay. It came at the same time as the budget packet, so this took preference, but I will look at it.
Referencing the BOCES, this year I actually got a listing of what's in the administrative budget. And they don't do things like we do, and I'm not refuting Karen in any way, but they're marking it up. That's where their health insurance, their health increase goes. But they just don't put their stuff where we do. So even though it's an administrative budget, you would think it meant something else, and it really does. And I have another copy that I'll leave, I'll make available to the board, anybody who wants to look at the administrative part of the budget, or the whole, it's the whole, most of the budget anyways. You can actually look to see what the administration budget comprises, so, you know, because we have to vote on it.
Okay,
yeah. Down the road, so I can make that available so anybody can see it.
Just for more information from the board, we have some things that are, well, we'll just give you the mandatory stuff that we have no control over right now, what's going to increase.
One of our many worksheets that we develop when we go through the preparation of the binder includes looking at areas for which increases are built in, and we don't have direct control over them being increased. Postage is just one. I don't want to isolate one group over another. But let me start with the bottom line. Doing nothing differently, with proposals for budgets, increases, none of that taken into account. The increased requirements that come from groups associated with special education costs and the cost to provide education for special needs students, the cost of fuel, the costs associated with personnel connected with any of the special education, any other department you want to mention, when you take just those changes into effect, the increased requirement, new dollars needed to be found for this coming budget year would be $3,791,000. So it's saying before we even look at trying to cut anything, we've got to find $3,791,000 to guarantee it will be there. And Mrs. Armstrong has said very, very well, fund balance has been the safety net, if you will. So $3,791,000 doesn't become a brand new tax increase through which we had no control over governing it. One could argue, well, you really could find $3,791,000 in cuts. And when we start that dialogue, understand the greatest portion of the areas to make those cuts is in people. Not supplies, not materials, the things that we're cutting anyway, it's the people that deliver those services. And we're not done yet as a district. We're not done. I have working lists of scenarios of, but they involve people. If we started this budget on the request that it not increase, that's what everything was built on. That's important for everyone to understand. We started it with the levy won't change. What's it going to take to pull this off? And we're saying without the levy changing, $3,791,000 new dollars would have to be accounted for, diverted when it wasn't needed the year before, when it wasn't required the year before, but it now is. Then we got to make up the rest of the story. Programs, cuts, and or governor's proposed budget.
Does that $3 million entail that we have to pay now that we weren't paying before?
Increase, I just went through the list.
Yeah.
You've got ERS increases. Percentages of ERS have gone up.
Oh, it's not BOCES.
No.
Okay.
It's part of it.
Anywhere there's people, these are attached to people. ERS, TRS, Employee Retirement System, mandated by the state, figures are set, districts are told your percentage, look at your population of people, here's your rate increase, here's the amount of money you've got to come up with, doing nothing different with anybody. Same people, new costs. TRS, that's the teachers. The ERS would be non-teacher group, TRS would be the teacher group. FICA, medical, dental insurance, etc. And we have multiple administrators here who can speak to that, multiple groups actually, through several contract negotiations, increased contributions being made in all of those all those groups, trying to make less of an impact on recurring costs, escalating costs year to year to year. But health insurance, because we belong to a consortium, is a voted on. I'm a voting member, but we get the stat sheets from all of the school districts, how much it's going to cost to remain in the group, and how much the health insurance rates will have to change in order for us to get our coverage for all of those people that I've just enumerated. When those numbers are 7, 8, 9% annually, nothing changed except a new percent on that same population. That's where the numbers move from dollars to hundreds of thousands to 3 million, doing nothing with where can we tighten the belt. So what I presented for the board is our up almost, I can't say up to the moment because we did work today. As of yesterday, you have in your packet everything that we're looking at making reductions wherever we can, knowing we're facing 3 million of out of control, quote unquote. I don't want to underscore this, and I don't want to overlook it either. I'll say it again because it ultimately is going to be the district and the board coming together with a proposed budget for the community to vote on. But I guess I'll say it one more time. The major cuts yet to be looked at are going to involve people to make up that kind of money. Without changing levy or tax increase. It's just you gotta put it in that context.
And this is also based on zero for assessments, you said, correct?
And not including we don't build, again, my earlier comment about not knowing what the assessments are going to be, so we can't count on them. We're not building this on a forecast of increased assessments. Should that change, and the governor changes, and it's before the budget is given to the voters, we have a whole different picture here. But we can't operate on that.
We kept the tax levy flat, same exact tax levy. So if the assessments come in higher, the impact that has is decreasing the tax rate. But the tax levy stays the same. We kept it the same level as last year based upon recommendation.
But you are planning, in this year, you're planning on using that fund balance of $7,098,032. So. Yeah.
That's the projection.
Yeah, but how much of it is,
That's the projection.
That's what you're
looking at. What would be needed to accomplish the same levy presently operate with it.
And Karen says, as far as for... We give all of that this year. We're really killing ourselves this year.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm saying that's the picture. I just want to be upfront with explaining what our task is. The parameters I'm looking for from, and you as a board, I know are looking for the same agreement, is what's the parameter of the target? Given this data, what is the target that we have yet to do more work on to try to get closer to it? I just want you to understand the context in which we seek that.
I fully understand that we're dealing with a service industry, and that means people, and we're based on that. But I still think that we need to start looking at where we're going to be in 2 years, in 3 years, and I mean we have retirements coming up. I don't think we should be filling them, and I've been saying that all year long. That we've had positions that have vacated, and I said, this is a good time, people, because it's going to come to a point where, like last year, Tupper Lake cut 57 people. That hurts. That hurts a lot. I don't want to have to do that. I want to take steps now to protect them. And if we don't do that now, we're going to end up the same way as all these other districts. So, yeah, it's going to be a little painful now to look at some of these things, but man, a little pain now is a lot better than a lot of pain later.
One other thing, I don't know if we want to discuss it now. It's the curriculum director. Now, I'm not against filling it, but I guess is what I said. Is it possible if we were to fill it that it could serve more than one purpose? Like, for example, could we hire somebody who could also work special ed Or would that have to be a different position? Could we make it where that person could do two jobs, you know, part-time one and part-time the other? I'm just
to help Red?
Yeah, so I'm saying, I don't know if that's possible, but can you just put that in your mind to work it out? Because I'm saying, I think we really do need to help special it out, because they're never going to catch up. They're just not. Now, the other thing about Bolsey's I'd like to pass on. Bolsey's has got rid of a bunch of people. They're getting rid of them. And not that it's a bad thing, a good thing, I'm not commenting. But the impact of it's going to be when we're looking at a Bolsey's budget. If we happen, because they did away with a 6-1-1 or whatever, if we happen to have the odd kid in 6-1-1, and you're required to give it, if they were going to provide it, you'd have to pick up the cost for the whole class, because they're not going to have the people to do it. So I'm saying, like, you'd say it's $200,000 for six kids. If you got one kid and it's required by law to get the service, then what they're saying is you got to pay the whole shot, because nobody else will be in there. So we need to look at that also.
Oh, we got to bring it back.
Yes.
Bring it back.
Right. So I'm just saying, though, that it's going to, you're talking big disparities now, because I don't think they've cut the bone, but they've cut into meat.
Yeah.
And they've cut their staff, so they're not going to have, you know, depending on how the numbers fall, it changes every year. But you could end up, you got the last, well, your kid could make it to the last 6-1-1. He's the last one. Well, then you'd have to pay the whole damn thing or bring him back.
Right.
Are we counter his?
Yep.
No, I'm not countering. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, but just to also make a good point, they're cutting in the wrong spot. They need to cut in the administrative area.
I'm not addressing that.
They're taking away the services.
I understand. Mm-hmm.
And we need to let them know that.
Yeah,
they
not.
Just got done hiring another two administrators. Thank good for one, but, you know.
I'm not disagreeing.
It's killing us.
I'm just saying that we have to understand that the way it sits now, because I'm on the board.
Yes.
That they're going to say, well, if you want it, you have to foot the whole bill. It could happen. So we need to be prepared in advance. If that happens, what are we going to do about it? Because it'd be a hell of a lot cheaper to bring one kid back to your school than pay for six.
Sure. Then, well,
you know,
there's no question that we would bring them back. Okay.
But I'm just saying, it's something you need to look at.
I'd like the superintendent to address, because we have some money available that can be spent on, let me put words in your mouth here, on certain things, so go ahead with that.
Yeah, there's some discretion with grants. One of those has been mentioned, interestingly enough, just because of a minor budget transfer, the EduJobs grant area. What that basically means is the federal government has proportioned out to different locales through the state, has proportioned out to districts money that is not the districts. Taxes weren't used to generate the money, but the money is there to use if you want to as a district with guidelines as to how you can use it. Okay, I brought to the board's attention in the past that this amount of money is there. I said there were lots of options of how we could proceed. One of the options included consideration of hiring additional AIS instructors for at least 1 year. The money can only be used in 1 year and it's gone. So there'd be no illusion to whoever we use the money with or for that it's not a position that's available beyond 1 year. But it's money to use to solve problems, if you will. At the time, that was my leading, it might still be, but that was my leading suggestion. Worked with the administrators, said, how would you find best value? We had some good discussions and a list of where we could use the money. Ultimately, the consensus came down to apply that new dollars, if you will, to get additional AIS instructors, because the CUP scores from the state, that's another whole subject, by the way, the CUP scores from the state are changing for next year. And somebody moved the decimal point to the right, which meant that more kids are now going to qualify and have to have a service for which we didn't have a requirement to provide this current year. Fortunately, we had 1 year funding that would help offset that. Now we get the budget. Now we get the proposed budget from the governor, and it causes me to think of, is that the only way to use it? So what Mr. Tronkley is asking me to speak to is there are other ways to use that money. One of them is the possibility, this is primarily for the board in general, the possibility of applying that money toward early retirement incentive. It's an acceptable way to use the money. What I can't tell you is how far would it stretch, how many people would it affect, because they still, there's still state retirement system requirements. You have to be able to retire in order to decide to go a year sooner than you otherwise would have done so. If that option, and it's one of the many that you haven't seen yet, because I'm still working off tonight, then we'll bring back a whole bunch more of options. That is an option that we could forecast out across our employee groups to get a sense of how many people would we think might immediately wish to consider that. The board could then determine if it wants to pursue that avenue, what would be the allocated amount to make available for the offer, and decisions would be made by the individual, which has impact on obviously salaries, TRS, ERS, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the piece that is one of several more that we're developing, but that's one.
Is that an area that the board would like the superintendent to check out?
Well, I have one question.
Steve?
Go ahead, Karen.
Two questions I have. A few years ago, probably prior to Mr. Engel coming to the district, it seems to me that grant positions that we were teaching staff that and non-teaching were being paid in grants, and at some point they were transitioned over to the general fund. Mm-hmm. Now, is there any potential to put some of our general fund salary expense back to those grants?
Yes. Well,
We still have several people being paid salaries out of grants, both instructional and non-instructional.
Okay. And the second thing that I would like to say from my point of view is, if this money can be used to pay existing staff, I would prefer to see that than to do an incentive. But that's just my opinion. If the state comes down with an incentive, I know it will cost the district some money, but I think that's kind of future expenses rather than one-time retirement monies. And I just need to ask a question, because analyzing all of this, it is my opinion, unless the financial state of the state of New York, et cetera, changes, no matter what we do this year, next year we're going to be cutting positions, et cetera. We're not going to have a choice. We're going to be like the other school districts. How we do it is a question, and I have a thought. I don't know if the board is willing to at least spread the fund balance over 2 years, so we'll divide the $7,098,000 by two, put the $3,005,000 plus out of the fund balance. That would give us that amount for next year. And then the difference, again, this I haven't worked the numbers, I just haven't had time, but divide that remaining $3,005,000 by two. Part of it would, that one quarter would be raised possibly by taxes, and the other quarter would either be cuts of the school district or appropriations coded so that the expenditure of that appropriation cannot be done without approval from the Board of Education in anticipation if the state somehow gives the district additional money to fund those codes, then they could be released. That's a thought process that I haven't worked out to crunch the numbers to see what kind of tax rate we'd be talking about. I don't know. I'm just throwing things out in a thinking process.
Okay.
I do have a question.
Richard?
It's kind of a hypothetical, I guess. Understanding we can use the money for EIS. Now, the other schools have already done cuts last year, and they're going to have to do cuts this year. They're cutting staff. So my question is this. Say we don't cut staff, which, you know, whatever happens, and we put the money in EIS, and then we actually hit our numbers, and nobody else does. What would the state do?
I wish I knew.
Because that's, it's not that it's a worry for me, but even if we put money in AIS, it doesn't, they're cutting positions, so even if they did that, they're still going to be hurting. So they're probably not going to make their numbers. And my point is, oh, but if we make our numbers because we're doing this, I can say, oh, good, everybody has to do it now. Well, where's the money going to come from? Again, unfunded mandates. I'm just, it just makes me a little, I got a little bit of trepidation there going, if we, and not that I'm against doing AIS, if the superintendent would recommend it. I'm just saying that if us being in a better place allows us to reach the numbers,
yeah,
I can see the state salivating. Right. Well, they did it.
Well, that's one thing with it. And that's what we're trying to do is give options for this money. And if you're looking for positions, you're looking for actual people positions this year, one way is possibly an incentive. It's only an option.
Well,
I know. It would be up to everybody to decide that. I don't know. I guess the question right now, is it something you want the superintendent to explore just to get some preliminary
notes? I think so, because then we could we can make a decision better informed, because depending, if it's only five people, it's probably not worth doing. But it's 25, 30. So, I mean, as of now, we don't know if it's worth it.
The right anybody five else? People could be more than 25 people.
True.
I think we need to look at that.
I do.
Not just at a glimmer, I think we need to look at that. And really, this is what I'm talking about. A little less painful way of going about getting ourselves in line. And I think that's a very good option.
I would much rather give someone an early retirement than nail them.
And actually, some of the other schools are offering the same thing, even though they're in desperate times. They're offering the same type of incentives, trying to say, okay, we don't want to continue to kill our people, but you know, here's an option to move some people out and make some positions.
Yeah. I'm hearing you explore.
Yeah.
Okay, the way I see this is, last year, for example, I'm just going to use round numbers, the budget was $37 million, okay? Mr. Amo just told us that mandatory things has gone up roughly $3
million. Yep.
Our budget has only gone up $1 million. So it seems to me we've already cut $2
million.
I can't see where the million is any problem this year. Look at it that way. I mean, it's probably too simple, but
I don't know if Mr. Amo has the guidance he needs. I think this is only a suggestion. I think we should go to each board member and get a feeling, if they have one, as to where we should be.
I think we've got two different issues on the table right now. We need to settle the issue first on whether or not we're going to move forward with incentives, and then we can look at the budget position.
Right, after that.
Right?
Okay.
You kind of got
well,
here.
I guess what I was trying to say is, at least I heard two board members say they want the budget cut back to what it currently is this year.
Which is no way.
And so I don't know. Maybe he doesn't need clarification. I don't know.
Well, I see what you're talking about here. All right, we'll do the incentive thing first. Karen, I know you're not really in favor of giving incentives out right now. You'd rather see it spent on the AIS.
I'm in favor of looking at it, but if I were one of the three people that already gave my retirement date, I'd be pulling it back, and I would wait to see if I could get some additional money.
Right, I see what you're talking about, yeah.
You sandbagger.
So you wouldn't mind if we explore the possibility just to check on the numbers?
Believe me, I'm very open-minded.
I have no problem with it. I just have a question. Is the $3 million point whatever raise already in this budget, and the cuts have already brought that down?
Yeah.
Okay. This is already in there. Yeah.
So I didn't know that. I know that.
Carol, you want to explore the possibility of some early incentives? Yes. Okay. All right. That part's done anyway.
I do.
Okay.
Did you pick this up? The second part was Pauline brought up the
$1 million increase, yeah.
That she thinks it's fine as it is.
Well, yeah.
So, and but Darren is saying we should make sure the superintendent has a clear
of where we would like.
Of where we would like.
The problem is that $1 million
is using.
I know it's hard.
No, don't even look at the reserve. Yeah. Don't look at the, look at only the increase.
Spending side.
Don't look at the, I mean, we'll deal with that separately.
Yeah.
But the spending side, I would like to see to try to get down low on the spending side. We have to.
Because it's going to hit us.
It's going to hit us like a ton of bricks.
Not a response, reaction, or anything to your last sentence. Today's work will change even if the present is accurate.
Okay. Well, that's what we're looking for.
Yeah. Today's work had sales where we had nothing to put before. In.
Right.
And it could go,
up or down, you don't know.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, just so. Okay.
But on top of that, what I would like to know when you get all done with this, that at this is the best I can, I want to know this is the best I can do without cutting services. I want to know where that line is. You know what I'm saying? Like if you go, okay, I can do it like this one right now, I think we're okay, but if I go down to there, this is what's going to happen. I mean, you know, if you cut a, you cut an early intervention teacher in English, their English scores are probably going to go down. That's what I mean. That I agree with you, but I would also like to see that. Okay, but if we go this low to where we want to go, what is it going to do? I'd like to know that.
That would be done anyway, because to reduce the expenditure past what you see in front of you is to keep going into cuts that we haven't gone into yet.
Yes.
And to get to those levels, my point again is there's only so much more wiggle room on things before you get to people.
And I think that's compared to our class.
Yeah. All the variables that contribute to why people will be laid out very well.
Okay.
The only other thing Mary brought up earlier, God, I knew it if I turned my head, I'd forget. Never mind, maybe it'll come back.
While you're thinking of that, I do have a statement.
Go ahead, Laura.
Just to tag on what Karen mentioned about the people that have, I think as a board, we would take care of the people that, incentive-wise, that have this year put in. I mean, they don't have to pull back, and you know, we're not going to hang them out to dry. If we do have an incentive, it would meet that group. I hope the board would understand that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for
some ideas of that.
We see the numbers. We need to see the numbers.
Subtract.
Yeah.
How far the fact goes.
Sure it does.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're going to do it because they end up pulling back. Anyway.
That's the wish. Yeah. Factor that into the process.
I mean, that's totally fair.
I remember. So the thing I want to say was we did change the balance of our grant funded versus full time. But when we did that, we did say that the grant went away, those positions still on there went away. We weren't going to save them. So if they're still on the grant and the money dries up, those positions are dead as far as what we said last time. And I want to know, is that where we still at?
I would assume that would be a board decision.
Because we're moving, you said over the time we were moving them over so that we had it in the budget.
Any positions, respond to it this way. Any positions that are currently projected to have funds from grants haven't been reflected. Well, there's no positions actually so far, but none of those, that list, if you will, isn't reflected in, take them out of the process. Are there, the question that was asked earlier, are there positions for which the general fund supports them when there may be a chance to have a grant support them? Yeah, we don't know. I can't tell you exactly how many, but there's some, which has the effect of reducing the general budget, the operating budgets of the district. Then we get into that whole other tier, which there's no need to keep it, belaboring. Less people, less funding.
But I thought the last time we talked about it was if we thought that the funding was going to come and we didn't have it yet, and the general fund would carry it until we knew we weren't going to get it.
That was just a temporary approval to put the budgets in before we actually had the written letter from SED and Grants Finance. Because that's coming in the mail. It usually arrives in January, and you want to start your program when school starts.
Right.
So we had the board approve the budgets in anticipation, the grant budgets,
of the paperwork coming based upon verbal telephone calls with grants finance that the grants were approved. So that's a little different than the actual the dollars. We have people in funded by grants, wages sitting in grant money. Karen's question is very good, saying, is there any more capacity by the grants to absorb any more people that we can move from the general fund into the grants? And we'll have to look at that. I don't know.
Yes. Yes, that's another good option to explore also.
Okay, does anybody have any new things that they haven't really addressed yet that they wanted to? Because I think we've given... Go ahead, Stan.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine.
I want to go back to the lunch thing. And find out as a board just exactly what we want to do with that. I mean, I just in any form, shape, or backdoor operation.
What is the lunch? You want to vote on it?
We need lunch.
No, I think it's too long.
Can we vote?
Because he doesn't want to come back next year. Well, see, we did last year, and then here it is again. And then it'll be back again next year.
We were supposed to start this as a group in the beginning. It kind of got going, and then, but expenditure-wise, I just don't want to see expenditures this year more than anything else.
But here's my question. Is it something we don't make a decision on, or is this going to come back every year, every year, every year, which I don't want to see? Either we're going to do it or we're not, and then get done with it, because... How many meetings have already been spent on this? How many more will be spent on it that they're not doing other work because they're still discussing this and they're still having meetings on it? If we don't want to do it, why don't we vote on it? And then they won't waste any more of their time if that's the way the board decides. Because another year, I mean, I hate to even think how many hours has been spent on it already. And that's hours taken away from other things.
I'm good with that.
Another round at this. Look again and ask me then.
Okay.
If you would. The next round of refining where we are. Will make the question and the time to do something with or not.
So is it going to come back next year?
I don't know. I can't speak for India.
I don't want to wait forever.
I think it's a budgetary thing, Richard, that if they think that there's money available, they may want to come give us another presentation on it or revisit the idea or something. Even if we vote on it, they can bring it back and ask us to revisit it. So it doesn't really...
I don't want to do this next 5 years. I mean, we've already done it now 3 years now. Yeah. I mean... And like I say, how much more time is going to be spent on it?
I don't really think anything has been spent on it time-wise. I think it was put into the high schools.
They haven't had any meetings, and no. You bet their buns they have. I like to see the number of hours that have been spent on it already. And if the board votes for it, fine. But if they don't want to, how long are we going to keep doing it?
So it's my understanding that this year, coming year, it's not going to go through. They're not going to have the unit lunch this coming year.
We're being told.
Is that
when saying go? That we have more work on the entire budget, and it's an area to look to see the next time I present to the board any changes based on all of the collective input, including the unit lunch question, whether it's there or not. Giving me the latitude to tell you it's present or not present is preferred over a vote on it. That's what I'm saying.
And again, I got a problem with that because that's what was said last year. And then there was rumors all over the school it's going to go in no matter what. And the people were worried about it and they were afraid they were going to lose their jobs and stuff. And I don't want that anymore. I want either you believe in it or you don't. And I don't think any board member here doesn't have an opinion one way or the other. And if, however the vote went, if the board said they don't want to do it, it doesn't matter how many times they want to bring it back. I mean, to me, it's like saying no, and then every year they're going to bring it back. Okay, no. Okay, I'll bring it back next year. No. Next year, no. I don't want to keep doing that. Either we're going to do it or we're not, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, if we tell a hockey coach we're going to cut your money $3,000 next year. I want my $3,000 back next year. I want my $3,000. We don't do that.
Yeah, they request.
Well, I think I kind of think by the discussion tonight that the superintendent knows the feeling of the board, and I would like to see him go talk to the high school principal and
bring closer to it. That's my point. I mean, because it just it just keeps going around the school and it's causing trouble.
All right. Does anybody else have anything further to discuss budget-wise? Ed, I haven't heard anything from you tonight. Do you need to say anything? Or I can't see you very good on the picture, so I'm not...
Our end is fine.
Okay.
I can't speak about...
Well, it's just the part. He's just waving. Okay.
We're good.
All right.
He's just waving. There'll be more time.
Karen, anything else? Any particular figures you'd like to see us drop, or are you just good with let's go back and work some stuff out and bring us some new information? Or
What I would like to see and is when we come back together, I think the board needs to see if we put $7 million of fund balance, the taxes wouldn't go up and the tax rate would, an estimate would be this. And if we use this much fund balance, we'll drop down to half just for conversation, but kind of a scale.
Yep.
So yeah, like last
the board
year?
Understands.
Yes, he was going to do that.
Good, thank you.
That's something that we were planning on doing, yes.
Good, thank you.
Oh, so, I'm sorry.
You were going to come up with different figures if we put this much fund balance toward it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Yes, ma'am. Yes.
So even if you cut it in half and then work from there.
They've done that every year. Yep.
Tell us what tax rate is. Okay, Leonard?
Our next meeting isn't until the 22nd. That's an awful long time away, and it's going to put us awful close to deciding of what we're going to do. Do we really want to go to the 22nd?
We did not put anything in the budget calendar, but we can...
Well, I mean, if he comes up with stuff that is going to affect it, that we need to make a decision, I just think the 22nd is a long time away, for especially at this time of the year.
I agree with you, Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
We got to help the district, too.
Yeah.
We'll pound salt. If you want to, as a rough estimate, if you wanted to look at it at a 2 week from now kind of a window, that's the deadline we'll meet. If you want sooner, it'll be harder, faster, that will work, but we'll meet the deadline.
Oh, we'll just have a meeting. A separate budget meeting.
A suggestion. Maybe it'd be hard to set up a certain date for it, but if as the information comes up, if he were to email the board members, and you know what I'm saying, if he gets it and he emails us, then you might not have to have a meeting.
If we had a meeting on the 14th, 2 weeks from today,
we get it.
A special budget meeting, and then we would go with our regular meeting at the end of the month.
All right.
Well, I don't know, whatever it is. The 15th. Okay.
Joanne, what's the, are we good 15th?
The 9th of March.
Any commitments you're
aware of?
You can't pull your calendar up.
We're good.
I can't pull your calendar from here. Right. I only get pulled.
All right. So,
On Karen's suggestion of bringing the $7 million fund balance use, $3.5 million scenarios,
yes,
and
right,
forecasting an estimated tax rate based upon that, Karen, for the assumption, since we have no new information from the tax assessors on the new assessment, because I think they start that in March and they go through May doing their own assessment numbers, is it fair for us to use the assessment valuation we had last year?
Yes, that's what I would use.
You would have to.
We're going to have to lock in a number as an assumption.
3% increase, or because you know assessors do that.
Right.
So we've done it previously. We've applied a 4% increase to it, but this year I don't know what.
Do you want me to do one flat?
Yeah, we can. I was going to say do a table of assumptions based on assessment changes.
Right. We could try that.
So we can try to guess what the assessors are going to do.
And the other thing I would like to know, just get my information, probably the other board, like too, what percentage would that leave our fund balance at?
Well,
if we used half of it, where would we then be with our fund balance? So that we, you know, in our head we go, oh God, are we all right or not?
You'd have half of it left.
I know, but what's that percentage?
Is it 4%, 5%?
That's what I mean. Yeah, I just want to know. It, you know, I don't want to be 8 or 9% after we already got whacked, you know.
I think the $7 million, I believe, is over the 4% that legally we can hold. Am I wrong, Mary?
No, you're correct. That's correct.
So what?
And Red, if we were to put the $7 million full amount this coming budget year, we have $50,000 left.
No, okay, how much is the $7 million? What percentage is that?
Of what?
Of the budget.
It's like 9-something.
So it put us at 4.5. It'd be half of what we got. Well, I know, but say that if you got $7 million now, we cut it in half. If it's 8%. No, I mean,
those are for budget.
I understand that, but I'm saying, if you're taking $3.5 million out, you got $3.5 million left. That's about 4%. So I just want to know where it was comparatively. Are we close to where they want us? That's what I'm
saying. You want to know what the state mandated 4% level is to monitor where you are.
Yes, I do. That's okay.
Okay, so first of all, is everybody all set with a special budget hearing on the 15th? What time do you want to have it? 6 o'clock?
It all time blurs.
We have a 7:15. 7 o'clock.
We have a meeting at 4 to 7.
Oh, 4 to 7. Bowling meeting, 4 to 7 at Plattsburgh State on that date.
Different date. Take a different date.
Go to the 14th then.
About Monday.
Go on Monday. How's Monday going?
The
14th?
The
14th?
I think the battery went dead.
Okay.
Been humming here.
14th is
fine. But I'll check.
I can't be counting. I happen to know a schedule on the 14th.
Because you're on it, right? Yeah, that's
what
right.
What are we doing?
It's our.
We have no secrets.
It's our BOCES meeting for the teacher and administrative evaluation tool, and I think we're out of town, so it will be some travel time back in.
You bet. You're right.
How about Wednesday?
We don't want to get much later than Wednesday,
because
then you're going to.
Thank you,
Daniel.
I would have found it eventually, but thank you.
How about Wednesday?
16th.
I don't care. I'll make it whenever.
That's good. You still looking for my
calendar? No, I can't pick your calendar.
No, I'm saying we're now going to check on Wednesday as soon as I get the calendar up. Drum roll? I'm just waiting for it to light up here.
We just have to not have dinner that day.
I'm good. 4 to 8 What time is that? So the PDC meeting is at 4 o'clock, but that's usually an hour. So anytime after 5.
It could be left.
You know that. 4 o'clock. It can be 5 o'clock or
that. It can be 4:15 if we really want to get
it. Try the 16th at 6:15 on regular time.
What is that?
Wednesday the 16th?
March 16th, 6:15, same place.
Will
there
be a budget work session?
Yes.
Budget work session.
Bring your crying towels.
Same place?
Yeah.
It's going to hurt.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Then you'll have your regular meeting on the 22nd?
Yeah, we'll have a regular meeting on the 22nd.
And we're moving the audit committee to 4:30.
Okay.
On the 22nd. Yeah. And operations will meet at 5.
Thank God for reminding me.
And the Excedrin boxes arrive. One.
All right, is everybody set on that? So
we are.
Is everybody okay with the budget for now then?
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Public comment. Does anybody have anything they'd like to address or say to the board? We have a short executive session. I need a motion for a clerk.
Motion for my friend, the president, to be the clerk.
Second. Second by Richard.
I got to get even for both of you.
Second by Leonard. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. I need a motion to go into executive session.
Motion to go into executive session. Second.
Second by Leonard. To discuss the a particular person's employment history. I'm sorry. Kathy Buckley. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we'll take a 5-minute break.